You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The time is getting closer for launching special tax-free savings accounts for Michiganders with disabilities. It's called MyABLE, the Achieving a Better Life Experience Program, signed into law in Michigan late last year. And now we've learned the state has firmed up a contract with a Florida-based company to manage the savings program. David Bulkowski is with us now. He's Executive Director of Disability Advocates of Kent County. He's also a Kent County Commissioner. These new savings accounts, David, how much of a game changer are they for people with disabilities?
Well, at one level, they're a very significant game changer. The most important thing about these accounts is that people are starting to more openly discuss the wide needs and opportunities to meet those needs for people with disabilities as they age. And then as a particular tool, it is very good. Of course, the downside is it's a savings tool, so you have to have the money to be able to save.
Mm-hmm. But it lets people just, I guess, bottom line, I want to make sure I understand it. The ABLE program will let people with disabilities have special savings accounts so they could use those for disability-related expenses, but that doesn't hurt their eligibility for aid like SSI or Medicaid and other public benefits.
Absolutely, because that is one of the biggest downsides to government benefits is that if you're a saver, you know, and even a little bit of savings adds up over time, and you hit $2,500 of assets, you are now ineligible for those government benefits. And so this does allow you to build some wealth and to be able to supplement those government benefits either through your own savings or your family's savings, with deposits into your account. So you're absolutely correct in pointing out this helps immensely that it's basically a cliff. Mm. Once you hit that $2,501, you're ineligible.
So who's eligible to open one of these accounts? And also, what if they're unable to open the account themselves? How will that work?
Well, I mean, they will be able to, work with themselves or work through the state's website to talk with the company that will be administering the program for the state to set up the account for their name. As the website points out, you'll only be able to have the one account because there are limits on how much you can deposit each year. And they're, again, at least from my own family's perspective, to deposit $14,000 a year, that's a high threshold. So for most families, they're not going to come near that limit of investment. And so, people will, again, folks with disabilities or qualifying disabilities, and they're still working on those final definitions, will be able to access these accounts.
So this sounds like a change in viewpoint, that it's not saying you have to be in the most dire straits to be worthy of assistance.
You're absolutely correct in pointing that out. It's pure dire straits. Again, we have such an either-or system when it comes to government benefits. Either you're eligible or you're not. And so this has some more kind of more of a ramp effect, and it does allow those dollars to be used for disability-related expenses, which is a very wide category. Because probably one of the best tools that exists today is a thing called a special needs trust. And nothing against attorneys, because I am one. However, you need an attorney pretty much to set up a special needs trust, and then you need a trustee. And then there, the biggest restriction is whatever is in the trust, it is for special needs. It can't be used for housing or clothing or food because your government benefits are supposed to fund that. And so it's a higher and more burdensome thing to set up, and it's way more restrictive on what you can do with the proceeds. And so with these new 529 accounts or the Michigan ABLE accounts, it will be a lot easier, again, for people to start one and then to use the proceeds to positively impact their lives.
And let's jump on that, David, and take the long view. What kind of a momentum do you hope will come out of these ABLE accounts?
Well, I hope, again, that families will be able to use this, and it, it has the advantages of people can gift into these accounts, just like the 529 accounts, if people are, using those vehicles to save for college. So there's that opportunity, and then those gifts, again, they can be straight up gifts. You don't have to worry about putting them in a special needs trust or trying to hide them or It just makes it way easier. And then, hopefully, then the conversations, we will start looking at things like in the area of SSDI. Right now, just the earnings potential within SSDI, if you choose to go back to work, it too has a cliff. Once you hit a level called significant gainful activity, you are then deemed ineligible. As opposed to in SSI, you lose a dollar of benefits for every $2 you make. So there is an incentive to go back to work. And again, the system will save some money by you going back to work, and you'll make money. So it's looking at some of those other systemic barriers that we have built in, where, again, our system was built when, I don't say most people, but the perspective was either you're eligible or you're not. And if you're eligible, that means you can't do anything else. So we as a community will help support you, as opposed to seeing, again, there are some folks that may not be able to work, but then there's a lot of folks that, you know, can work part-time or work up to full-time. And how are we helping to truly incentivize that path as opposed to, you know, creating these barriers? And, of course, then people take care of themselves. You know, people will control these accounts and where the dollars go. And so it's, again, it continues to open that dialogue. How are we supporting our family, friends, and neighbors who are people with disabilities?
You can learn more about the Achieving a Better Life Experience program with details on applying by going to miable@michigan.gov. That's miable@michigan.gov. Thank you so much, David. David Belkowski, the Executive Director of Disability Advocates of Kent County.
You're very welcome.